You say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
found the trouble?
Did you say that they took sick or got sick or
were taken sick?
And someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running. You say that he went out in the rain and he
taken cold.
And if you do like that, you have a
cough.
And if you have a cold and you can't talk right, you say you sound a little
hoarse.
And if you got someone some medicine and went in and still saw the medicine by their bed, you say, well, why haven't you
taken this medicine?
And the person might say, well, an hour ago
I've taken some.
Okay. And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say they're
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun, and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweat. Perspiration.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a
right.
Any other name for that?
Boil.
What about the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
And in a blister?
Huh?
What drains out in a blister?
It's just a little yellow liquid.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Well, I guess you'd call it a type of pus. Right on.
And you say a bee stung me and my hand did what?
Swelled up.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell up.
And
now I don't do that.
You don't swell with it?
I don't swell. I have done the bees. You sting me right along my arm. See, I've been working in bees.
Uh-huh.
One nail has swelled me. And the fellow that I work with, he's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And we do strike them sometime, but in other words, where they haven't got any honey in the hive,
mm-hmm.
and they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get your trouble with them.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and they're already mad, hungry mad,
mm-hmm.
what you call it. Boy, they'll get with you. And I've had them flying on me just as thick almost you could stir them with your finger.
Mm.
I never was worried about it. Never was a bit, but a few times.
Yeah, you're lucky.
And I've had, in the run of a honey season,
mm-hmm.
we've had it taking off as high as 36 to 5 gallon drum of honey at one trip.
Mm.
I just quit. I just got the way I couldn't get around to, mm-hmm. to help with it, so I just quit.
Mm-hmm. You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
How's that?
You say there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, I guess she is, but then... I don't know what I know of any other way now unless you act crazy.
Did you ever say queer or quar?
Queer or something cross or something like that.
What does queer mean?
Well, it's just something that acts peculiar to you. That's something you don't think is acting to suit you.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, when you say that a person acts queer, what do you mean?
Well, he just in other words, he just don't act to right towards you, and don't do things like you would like to see them done,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.